November 27th, 2012, is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Pot from Pedro show. I know it's been a long time, pretty near 10 weeks, so I apologize for that, but the tour was too heavy on me. But I'm happy to tell you I'm back at the Low Grotto with Brother Matt.
Yeah, back in action. Welcome. Yeah.
Here at the Pleasure Point, Brother Matt, we started off with John Coltrane doing 26-2.
Excellent.
And then Country by Suaco. Speaking of John Coltrane, when I was in Philadelphia on this tour, I saw his house.
You got to take the light guys by there?
Yeah, I was. It was the only gig the four times I've taken in the United States, it was the only gig that's been repeated was the Philadelphia at North Star Bar. And 33rd Street, it was Coltrane Bob's first house, a GI loan from the Navy. And last time I was there, it was beat. Somebody had run over the sign, you know, so that was gone, and things all falling apart. This time there was two guys working on the pad.
Oh, cool, getting some love.
Yeah, even using the original bricks and stuff, they gave me a chip. There's a chip in the boat. Yeah, this pad. I took the Light Brothers there. We could see. I showed them in the alleyway where they made these kind of what they call murals, tileage, and it was just. And the sign was back up, so people are paying attention.
Cool.
They should, because Philadelphia very proud. Named John Coltrane. Brother Matt, we're not alone.
No, we got a full crew here.
We got some guests.
Awesome.
We got some guests.
Little house.
Danny Lou.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Glad to have you back.
The D-Lou crew.
Jacob.
Jacob.
And Buddy Wyatt.
Hi. Welcome.
Both these guys are rhythm section. Jacob drummer, Wyatt bass man. Danny Lou, he's the guy responsible for getting our PA together that we use.
He gets all kinds of shit together.
Gets,
man.
Gigs
he makes
happening.
Shit happen. Yeah.
He makes shit happen in Pedro. And in fact, we're at the beginning of the show, but why not talk about this Pedro gig coming up? It's going to be December 8th. And a lot.
Was that Bad Fish?
No, it ain't. No. That was a mistake. That was Nick Aguilar spreading all screen.
Nick.
It's a couple blocks west. It's going to be on 6th Street, but this lot is kind of a little southeast. If you're at the Sacred Ground Coffee House, you look south by southeast. No, east by southeast. And there's an empty lot there with the rusted
dinosaur
sculpture.
Okay.
You know the story behind that sculpture?
No.
What's that about?
No.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it.
It's trippy, you know. But we're gonna do what? We're gonna set up there on the grass.
We're gonna get a little stage in there, you know.
This is Saturday, December 8th. You want us to play at 3? There's gonna be what? Some Pedro bands?
Yeah, Pedro bands and a couple bands from out of town. One band from they're from Washington now, but originally I think a couple of the members are from New York. They're called Big
Washington State or DC.
They're in Washington State now. They're on tour, actually, right now. But they're
so
from
New
York.
So, Pedro bands along with an out-of-state band.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody's doing an interview with me. Well, I'm doing a couple. One Saturday for KXLU.
Cool.
A documentary being made on the station.
Oh, really?
They should fucking talk to you.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to meet them at my prac pad at 9 a.m., so I'll give them the word.
Cool.
In your email, because... There shouldn't be a KXLU doc without Brother Matt. He was part of the Blue Shift and big component of the 80s version of KXLU.
Yeah, we're top station in the country for a few years.
He's bitching. There should be a doc because I think kids in school, at their radio stations, if they saw the story of KXLU, they'd get mighty inspired.
Yeah.
So I'm glad somebody's doing so much talk. And then Monday I got a spiel with somebody doing... article on the Pedro scene, and you want to talk to me, but it's going to be a whole bunch of bands, and the cat's going to be there for the Saturday gig.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Can't remember his name, but
very cool.
Dan Lou, what's behind this idea, this gig?
Well, Josh from Badfish has got this space. I guess the owner of the lot hit him up about doing shows, and people were asking me what happened to, you know, Tri-Arts Festival, because we did sound for that a couple years in a row, and they didn't ask us back. I have no idea what even happened to that festival.
It happen and the politics took it away.
Oh, yeah. Man, it was right by the water. It was so happy.
So people were just itching, you know, and so, you know, I just wanted to take the opportunity when Josh handed it to me. So
yeah.
That's cool. You're good at taking opportunities and you're good at making opportunities just to make shit happen. So, yeah big way into it. For that.
Well, who's the Hill guy involved with Bad Fish? Mike Brady? Is he still involved with that?
I don't think so. No, he was for a minute, but I think they went their separate ways.
It's basically Josh's place, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool. That stokes me.
Yeah, it's a cool story.
Yeah, Josh is cool.
Because Mike Brady had what it was called, like, Two Cats on 7th Street.
Yeah.
I remember Dose playing there.
And they combined.
With some flyers and from the old days, or prints of flyers. And then, all of a sudden, they're going to, sell clothes and fish?
Yeah.
Tropical fish. You know, the Spaces, though, that's the old Karma.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where Mike and Shirley had a studio there in Poughkeepsie, New York now, but that's where I recorded my second opera. It was so bitching to have a righteous studio.
Yeah, and they were cool, too.
So, it's just another chapter in your get shit happening thing.
Yeah.
Respect Danny Lou. Let's hear some music.
Natural liar. She overheated herself. She started a fire. Pauses when you least expect them. Hanging on too long. I was bored and obsessive. She was not all that strong. Christopher Walken is walking her home. Christopher Walken is walking her home. She often misfired. She was lousy at loving, but she could still bring the fire. Though she thought she could flourish in a self-effacing world, but her credibility destructed. She hurled. Helpless, bored, and obsessive. She was not all that strong. And now, Christopher Walken is walking her home. Helpless, bored, and obsessive. She was not all that strong. And now, Christopher Walken. With tics and quirks, a roller coaster delivery with tics and jerks, a predilection for madness is coming like a phone. And now, Christopher Walken is walking her home. A predilection for madness is coming.
got your hand on the advantages. You can stand to manage your damages. You, my dear, are forced to be, not to fear. You got a right to anywhere, anything. You got a right, you got a right. You're a human being. You got a right. You're a human being. You're a human being.
up for the ride of your life. Hop on board the Intercity 1-star high-speed train of Ferrari's 355 sports car, the roller coaster, or the Sinclair C5. So get yourself strapped in and fasten your seatbelt. Get ready to hit the rails, the roads, or the big dippers and the bend. Are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we go!
We need speed.
Mark from Pedro Show. Started off that chunk of music with something from Joe Bouchard. Do you know Joe Bouchard? He's the bass player from Blue Oyster Cult back in the day, and he's made a solo album where he plays everything. And this song was called Christopher Walken is Walking Her Home. Then we heard the Sleepers. You ever hear the Sleepers? They were a badass band from San Francisco in the late 70s. Singer man Ricky died, and then the other guys turned into toiling midgets. And the drummer just passed away a few months ago. He was also an American Music Club, hip to San Francisco bands. Anyway, that's the Sleepers with Walk Away. They're a great band. And then we heard from New Cat Power album, Human Being, and Bob Pollard's last solo album. Actually, it's not. He's already got a new one out, but this is from the one before it, and a tune called Picnic Drums. He's also got a new Guided by Voices out. This cat, man, what's the word? Prolific. You know those big words, Wack? Prolific. That means a lot. Buttload. And then we heard Beat Express by Speed. No. The song's called Speed by Beat Express. Beat Express is some kids in England who are born with challenges with learning. And they found out, Dee Boone, you know, used to volunteer time at Harlan Shoemaker. I don't think it's called that anymore. Has it still got that name?
Wellenberg now.
Okay, and with autistic kids, the music could reach these cats. Mm-hmm. Music can help people that might be slow in other areas, and that's what this project is about. And these, they got these cats in a band, and wow, yeah, the lights come on. Yeah, very bitchy.
You could go with a bunch of people, crane,
like
probably down to the Harbor View House and bring a bunch of instruments down there for all
right.
People. That was pretty wild.
Rich Polysorbate was doing something.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah. Be surprised. Anyway, Bro Sam and Brighton turned me on those cats, and it's just a success story with music, you know. Can be used for some. So, Dane Lou, do you have a name for this gig?
We called it Our Sound.
Our Sound. How do you spell that? O-U-R-S-O-U-N-D?
Yeah.
Two words? Okay, Our Sound. So it's the Our Sound gig, December 8th. And it's Saturday, and it's in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, it's in the afternoon.
1 o'clock to...
1 o'clock to about 8.
8 o'clock. Okay. That's happening. So it's all ages, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Just come on down and check out what's up on 6th Street in Pedro. Ain't going to be my opera, though. I put it to bed Sunday at the Punk Rock Barbecue in West L.A., Liquid Kitty. It was kind of sad, but... I mean, been doing it for 2 years. Got to move on. I still got some gigs with the Missing Man. We'll do some songs. Actually, we're learning some songs for a couple gigs by my birthday in December. Have you ever heard of something called Strummerville?
Mm-mm.
Strummerville is a foundation set up in the name of Joe Strummer, who's a Clash singer, to help young bands get started. And so Miss and Men are going to do a benefit. They asked us to learn all these songs from their first singles.
Nice.
Cool.
And, you know, their stuff in 76, 77, that time. So that's what we're learning. And actually, that's the only Clash I really know. I don't know the later stuff, but me, Tom, and Raul are getting that together for that. Dr. Pedro Show. You just heard The Gas Lamp Killer by Neesim with Amir Yagmai. And ahead of that was Uncalculated Future by GFR. Well, they're from Holland, I know that. Do-do-do, something live from the Unruly Retards. Retards or retards? What's the best way to say that?
Tomato, tomato.
Okay. Thanks for settling that, Brother Matt. And in front of that was Freesha with Kid Brother. I'm going to start everything off with Like a Sunday by Black Moth Super Rainbow. Wyatt, last time I saw Nut Jobs, you were not on bass.
Yeah.
They got a new bass, man. So what are you doing for music now? Are you doing music?
Yeah. I'm in a band called Kid Little now with Jacob.
It's called what?
Kid Little.
Kid Little.
With yeah. Kid Kevin.
With Kid Kevin.
Wow.
Yeah. His solo
is it a trio?
Four-piece.
Four-piece? So who's the fourth man?
Jacob
on sticks?
Yeah. A guy named Troy. I don't.
Troy?
What's his last name?
Yeah, Troy.
I don't know.
Is he Pedro?
Yeah.
Is he guitar?
I actually play guitar on that band.
Oh, so Troy's the bass man.
Yeah.
All right. Another traitor. In the old days, there was more of that, but good somebody's still keeping that tradition alive. Yeah. No. Is Troy good? You like him?
Yeah.
Okay. And Kid Kevin, wow, with the kid. You know, his day job is teacher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, happened.
Cool. Right,
Jacob, you're in another band. You're with 11 Kevin and Ziva, right?
Yeah, Pastelevision. Pastelevision.
Pastelevision. It's a tough one. And you're busy right now making an album.
Yeah, we just got done doing the drums and guitar, and he was doing the bass right now.
Okay.
And soon after.
Wow, where?
Vocals. They're doing that in her garage, in her grandpa's, in PV.
Wow. What, somebody brought stuff there? Yeah. Or his grandpa an engineer?
Kevin has a...
Oh, it's Kid Kevin. He brought the Calimucho.
Kevin 11, Kevin.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, he has...
Somebody, you know what? I was driving with Raul. Maybe it was out of town on the tour. And he pointed at the house. They're in a house, what, 15th or something?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's a third guy. Something like that. Raul pointed there and he said, yeah, it's a new pad. So... He brought some recording gear up to the grandpa's house on the hill.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear it. And what about you guys?
Kid Little?
Yeah.
You
record? I want to play your stuff on the show.
Kevin already recorded some stuff before we were in the band.
Wow. And he played everything?
He had a bunch of people play.
So you're playing the songs. Okay.
Yeah.
Time to update.
Yeah. Any plans to get you in?
I don't think he's written any new songs lately.
Well, you guys got to bring forth. Bring forth the songs. Look what we're playing today, Kevin. Something like that.
They're actually kicking that show off.
They
Kid
are.
Kid Little is, yeah.
Kid Little's the first band. What about this television? Are they playing? You on that?
No.
You're playing this Friday, though, right?
Saturday.
Yeah. Harold's?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
How do you play Harold's?
I don't know. I don't think they noticed.
All right. You are big for your age. Bigger than I was. Look, we're at the end of the first hour of November 27, 2012 edition of the Wild for Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. Long-awaited Brother Matt Spin Cycle coming up. November 27, 2012 is the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Shudder a Sunday mile where the woe is forgotten. Cocaine and stylish format. The rat with company glass.
In the basement with his secret blueprints, building up a monster gonna smash us to bits. Shorting out circuits from an amplifier, he's gonna blind us, grind us, set us on fire. Inventing new cords that'll melt our brains on an axe made from his dead wife's cane. It used to be a rumor that he got all his power from the spark plug from the devil's Chevy Impala. But the only one who ever really knew for sure, he got chewed up and spit out and chewed up some more. Now there's steam shooting out tubes and vents from the monster nearly finished in Grandpa's basement. I know a guy who's actually seen the plan. Says it makes hell look like Disneyland. So we're stocked up and hunkered down in bulletproof rooms, waiting for Grandpa to release his doom. Grandpa's nuts and his brain is mush, but you can't blame him much.
way. When that crazy old coot finally has his day, don't waste time on evacuation plans. Ain't nowhere safe when that shit hits the fan. Just lay on down when that day comes and give a last kiss to the ones you love. It'll all be over when that thing blows. But when you live next to crazy, that's how it goes. Every screw had always been loose, but when Grandma died, those screws flew the coop. I'm pretty sure he used them to build that thing, but he built them all wrong, cause he lost his brains. Now he's got a monster gonna fuck shit up, but you can't blame Grandpa, cause he's just plain nuts. When we all get to heaven, everything will be fine, cause Grandma be there to keep him in line. Grandpa is nuts, and his brain is mush, but you can't blame him much. Grandpa is nuts, and his brain is mush, can't blame him much.
Night and the band on the watch by my bed is bent upward like the legs of a woman in love. So I'm thinking I killed somebody. I'm a fat, ugly fuck, and maybe I killed somebody. I once killed Gandhi with a chair and a dream, and I buried him with sheepdogs snooping round and carpenters eyeing me funny. But I didn't really kill him. Cross my heart, I didn't, but maybe I killed somebody. Or drank someone's whiskey, ate their Velveeta cheese, and pawed their wife through pantyhose, or tried or wanted to, and in the privacy of their john, a droplet of mine might have splattered off the seat onto the bath mat. I got out alive if that's what it was, but I'm not sure I killed nobody. I get the shivers, I get the shakes, people scream at me from 80 directions like air horns at a hockey game. But I don't think I've killed a single goddamn man, woman in recent months. Although, I don't know, did I kill somebody? Tell me if I did, because I just don't know.
Watt from Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with something from Canada, Swenson Klein, doing a tune called Sunlit Mile. Then the extras, with me, I did the spiel and the verses. And I think Kid Kevin recorded this at Cali Mucho. Mm-hmm. The extras with two X's, Jack Brewer, Philo, Rainey. Piece of Shit Truck is the name of the tune. Then we heard Grandpa's Nuts by the Fairy Godmothers. They're from Charleston, South Carolina. Yeah, the Grandpa's Nuts. That's the same thing I used in history lesson part two. Grandpa's Nuts, because the contraction there is. Grandpa is nuts or possessive. Yeah, Grandpa's Nuts.
Verb or noun.
Big walnuts yonder. I used it in history lesson part two, the same idea with we were fucking corn dogs. We were fucking, like kind of corny, silly guys. No. It's kind of ambiguous. That's what poetry's about. Then we heard Veins by Spielgusher, Mr. Richard Meltzer. And something live from Squarcy Mountain called Fermente. I think they're Italiano. In fact, I think Manlio's playing guitar now. And then Toe Away by the Smalleries. It's the Smalleries. Is that a real word? Sounds like it. Tiny things, right? The Smalleries. I don't know where they're from, but good name. And Doing Stuff is Fun by Salford Media City. I mean, the name of the band and the name of the song. Well, what are we going to call it, guys? Well, Salford Media City. It just rolls right off.
Isn't it obvious?
Yeah, and what's the big hit? Doing Stuff is Fun. Yeah, okay. It's probably a metaphor for getting boned. All right, and then, yeah, here's another great band name. I was just blown away by this. 200 Talks of Angels. No, 208 Talks of Angels. Sorry. And that tune was called The Submarine.
So are all these that you got turned on this?
Some of these
tour?
Are from tour, yeah. Yeah. People, and I'll have a buttload next show because I bring them over to the CDs. When I got done with tour, I had to go right back and up to the Bay Area record with James Williamson and then again in Dave Grohl's place in the Valley here for the Stooges, in Igles here in the Valley. That was intense.
So when's that?
When Dave Grohl says it's my garage, okay. He's got the Sound City Neve board. Yeah, incredible. Really neat place, man, happening. And the cat's working there. He's got a man named Lou from Tennessee that's just the best. And I don't know, something in the spring is what my guess is, Brother Matt.
Cool.
Jacob, you're only in two bands?
Yeah.
So there ain't no more with Ethan. But Ethan's in Long Beach now, right?
He's in Colorado.
Oh, he went all back. Oh, okay, with his pop.
Yeah.
His ma was in Long Beach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is he playing there in Colorado? Where, Denver?
They're just outside of Denver.
Aaron White's an old-time, for you people out there, old-time Pedro artist guy.
Still doing his art.
Still doing art, but had to
take care of his mom.
Here. Yeah, take care of his mom, yeah. Why wasn't even in Pedro? I think he was in Silver Lake or something.
Yeah.
But I wish him luck. And Ethan, too, is he doing music out there?
I think he is.
He's great baseball. He went to Flea's Silver Lake Conservatory.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
And he was playing for a while with Jacob.
Yeah, they were good. They didn't have to talk or anything. They just jammed.
Right. Good team. And Wyatt, you're just in one band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jacob and Wyatt will do something soon.
Really? Okay.
They're always jamming.
You're going to play first Saturday.
Yeah, I think we'll play first.
Oh, at Harold's. But aren't you in with the...
Oh, and then, yeah.
So you play the next Saturday, too.
Yeah.
That's a good thing about being in a bunch of bands. You're always playing.
Always something to do.
Yeah, there's always something to do. If you had Alzheimer's, the good thing would be you're always playing with new people. Always playing new songs, new pads, new instruments. That's the good thing. It's been a while, but it's my fucking righteous opportunity. What do you call it? Luck? Fortune? To be able to deliver to the people another edition of Brother Matt's Spin Cycle.
Cool, gracias. Yeah. Thank you.
Do you want to have a monkey of your very own? Do you want to roll on the grass? Get down up in the trees.
I like the way you walk the right. have to do for money. I personally don't care about money. I love Rangers. I don't give too much shit about money.
So here you can have your fucking money. Have your fucking money. Have your fucking money. You can have it.
Brother Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Righteous. I'm back in the zone of spin cyclage. Getting hit with all the collateral ideas that you're throwing around. What was this edition's inspiration?
That was a little potpourri of some ideas. We start out with the little monkey tune.
Yeah.
I was going to see John Spencer the other day, but
I
had tickets, but I thought it was on Saturday, but it was
on
Friday.
Oh, wow, Pilot Air.
One of those deals.
Pilot Air.
Yeah. And then we had some John Truby in there because we had a bunch of that stuff. So
he's
slipped a little bit in there. And
Santa Rosa. Danny Lou's been to Santa Rosa.
And finished up a little Cut Chemist. There's some show, I think, KCET some show. And they get artists and put them in different places in L.A. and have them just play tunes that kind of inspire. So that was a little mix.
Yeah,
very cool.
Remember for a while he was playing with the Ozzie Motley.
Yeah, he's the Ozzie Motley guy, right. Yeah.
Charlie Tuna, you know, lived in Pedro a little bit. Mm-hmm. The guy from Jurassic 5.
Yeah, Jurassic 5.
Yeah, badass rapper. And for a while he was with Ozzo and Cut Chemist was doing the...
Yeah, I saw him a couple weeks ago. I was at Palladium for Spongle.
Wow, Spongle.
Yeah, there was a little Spongle in there, too.
Oh, you seen him?
Yeah.
What's
they were
like?
I've seen him twice now.
Okay.
It's like a modern, current psychedelia. If you took all the Pink Floyd, Grateful Dead, all the drugs and all the technology... and modernized it all, and it kind of comes out like Spongle.
Is there a bunch of Spongles, or is it one cat?
That was just one cat. Yeah.
The maestro.
Yeah, Mr. wild Spongle. Stuff. It kind of is...
Spongle sign.
Goes beyond all genres. You can get a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah. Legend. Righteous. The librarian.
Yeah.
The archaeologist. The freakologist. So you had a great time with the Spong.
Yeah.
And incorporated in your spin cyclage there. Danny Lou, you did some DJ rock.
I used to DJ.
Yeah. Well, Aaron White was doing it.
Yeah.
It was around that time, right?
Yeah.
Right.
My buddy Mark Rivera was DJing too.
And Elvis.
Elvis, yeah.
And who's the other cat? Caesar?
Yeah, Caesar's still
going, right?
Yeah.
What about Elvis? Did he go to Long Beach?
I
don't see him much anymore.
Elvis is in like Echo Park or somewhere
else.
He's in LA. I think he's in LA.
Nailed on Peter.
Near where the Art Walk is and stuff.
Oh, okay.
In LA. He's out there. He's doing good.
Yeah, creative cat.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's Marky.
This is
Mark Strino.
Hey.
No, it's there somewhere.
How's it going?
Hey.
Right.
Welcome aboard.
I'm trying to see how you've been.
Yeah. Well, I did a tour. Yeah, we were talking about this, huh, Brother Matt? Actually, Dad did a couple gigs in Europe with the Stooges, and I had to send Tom and Raul on an 1,150-mile hell ride to Seattle. Mm. And then joined them there all sick. I had fever, first three gigs. And then I burned it out and gave it to them guys. They had their struggle with it. Actually, the first tour in a long time with Tom Watson where he started touring out being sick.
Oh.
I lasted a week. And got all beat down, but not as bad as last time. And it was just us three, so we had a lot of room in the boat. And, very lucky with the weather. Half a day of rain for the whole tour.
Man.
42 gigs.
And just missed Sandy, you said, huh?
Yeah, by a week. There was some rain between Albany and Buffalo, half a day. We stopped in Cherry Valley to see Charlie Blimell. His house, 200 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, bitching. Man, the story of that town, Morse code and stuff was invented there. They had hemlock trees. Big motherfucker, like East Coast version of a sequoia almost.
Wow.
So they made boats out of this. They float them down all the way to Baltimore because they were Bell's Point. Huh. Float them down there from western New York.
Wow. So it makes sense having a classic dude living in a classic place.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Ginsberg got a barn up there because he let Burroughs stay up in it. When Charlie was in San Francisco, he was living with Ginsberg and Neil Cassidy. What do they call the street? Gow? Goff? Yeah, like Vince Van Gogh. It's up there. Okay. So it's kind of at the where Mission and Market make not Mission. Market makes a little triangle with Van Ness.
Mm.
This area down there. John Coltrane, one edition of his John Coltrane Church was.
They still have it up there?
Yeah, they do. It's a new location. I haven't been to the new one, but at my gig in Oakland, Klaus Florent came, the Dead Kennedy bass man. He lives in Berkeley. And I just thought of him because there was something about this. You know, he said he remembers when he heard when that church came out. He goes, what's this about? You know, you make a church and this guy, junkie, kills himself with heroin. I didn't have the heart to tell him that he quit 10 years before that. Mm. In fact, that's what Love Supreme is all about. But, you know, he was kind of upset that somebody do. In fact, that dude, what's his name? Franzo. Archbishop or whatever. Him hearing Coltrane's music made him quit heroin.
Ah.
Yeah, so. Kind of trippy. But I got to eat chow with Klaus. He's an interesting case. Playing guitar now, too, with the legendary Stardust Cowboy. And he's got some of his own side things going. And, really interesting. He came out from Boston. He told me he was almost in a band with the Leslie West.
Wow.
Yeah, but he said Pappalardi walked in with those bell bottoms and platforms. It was all over. But this cat, yeah, he was driving cabs in Boston, playing blues. He came out to San Francisco driving cabs. First ad he answered, BAM. Remember this thing, BAM magazine? Yeah. Bullshit. Bay Area. It's an ad by these two guys, a singer, Jella, and this guitar, Ray. They need a drummer and a bass. First ad he answered was the Dead Kennedys.
Dead Kennedys, Bowie.
Ain't that a trip? But he's a good cat. I'm glad I hadn't talked to him in a long time. Many years. It's good when you see cats from the old days.
Mm.
We're at the end of the second hour of the November 27, 2012 edition of the Watford Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three.
Oh, cool.
They're only a game behind the Clippers now. November 27, 2012. It's third hour of the Watford Pedro Show.
Gold Rolls, boys. I wanna be elected.
for Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Sweet Apple doing a cover of Alice Cooper's Elected, which actually I remember when they first started, they had a song called Reflected, where they're trying to do like a Pink Floyd thing. Yeah, there was an election while I was gone, right?
Yeah.
Beauty contest. I remember I was driving between Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Houston, Texas, all eastern Texas, a little bit of Oklahoma. But there wasn't one sign for Mr. Obama.
Wow.
The whole way. Wow. And I think I was in Bisbo, Slowtown, when the election happened. And had no idea.
You can definitely tell when you're in a red or a blue state.
No, I wasn't. I was in Oakland. I was in Oakland because I went to the dude's, just across the street we conked at some apartments called Uptown. And he put it on, the man we were staying with, a cat named Vern from Philly. And I said, put on the Fox, the mouthpiece one, just to see what's up. And it was some guy with a funny thing, hairdo, thing with two ladies being very butch. It was something else. So after Sweet Apple, we heard Manic Party by Worker Bee, and then Fucked Up Town by Itchy Bro. Yeah, A Dose of Boing from King Boing. Transmission 9 by David Gerard. Now, I know he's in Boston. I know that. Everybody else? Oh, finally, Little Susie by Bourbon Scum. Yeah, I don't know where they reside, except somewhere on Third Stone from the Sun.
Today is Jimi Hendrix's birthday.
You know it.
Oh, the 70th.
Huh? You know it. The guy was bad.
There's a movie coming out on him, huh?
Yeah, doing a movie on him. That would be weird. But to see him live, those kind of movies, I remember when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah, Berkeley.
Place Berkeley, and yeah.
In the West.
Yeah, they'd be midnight shows like at Ocean Boulevard.
Yeah.
In those theaters. Mm-hmm. Like Pedro, they wouldn't play him.
No, you had to go to Torrance or Long Beach.
Right, right. Long Beach, right on Ocean Boulevard was...
Redondo
there
at
was,
the...
But Porno ones, Pussycat, but there was rock and roll ones, too. And yeah, yeah, in Del Amo.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dondo.
Yeah, and,
maybe with that other
Hermosa,
place, too.
Hermosa, little place in Hermosa, yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Pier.
Yeah, the Crest.
There
Crest
there, and they Crest Theater. Rock and roll movies at midnight. They now started midnight.
Now there's a parking lot.
Yeah.
A parking structure.
Yeah, in the same spot, huh?
Wow. Yeah, what was it called?
The Crest, Crest Theater.
That one on Hermosa. In Hermosa. On Pier, I think it was.
Yeah, used to go to the Sick and Twisted Film Festival. That was like where Beavis and Butthead made their debut.
Yeah.
So sad. So sad. Is that really? That's where they made their debut?
Yeah, in that film festival.
Because he was Texas, right? Mike Judd.
Yeah.
He did one of his To Piss Bottle Man. Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
It, you know. Those guys pissing in the cup or something. Pissing in the jug. I got a 1 gallon one now with a hand. We ain't blowing over.
Grab
I was
the
like,
wheel.
Man, this is a great invention here.
Somebody grab the wheel.
You don't have to. I got one, you know, wide mouth and salmon.
Watch the bumps.
Manna. Let's hear some more music.
Thank you. like Sonny and Cher. I wanna give life a good hope, but it's hard when you're broke. I said it's hard to be a millionaire when you're broke. I had to ask a wino for a smoke. Things are tough, it ain't easy. I'm just good, common, broken. It's hard to be a millionaire when you're broke. It's hard to be a millionaire when you're broke. There's no joke. Things are tough.
For Pedro Show, you just heard The Sink by Flies on You. And ahead of that was Yo Mama with Hard to Be a Millionaire. And Mau Mau's in front of that with Joy Ride to the End of the World. You know about Mau Mau. He's an old Hollywood punk man. Rick Wilder's still going. Great cat. Basho Duo with Waitin'. And before that was Any Gift with Mortal Kombat Re-Kicks. Ahead of that was Eric Britt with Lift. And we started off our final chunk of music for this edition with the Extract doing Burning Up. Music scene in Pedro. What are your thoughts, Danny Lou?
There is one. Here.
Yeah, right now, what would you say the state of the music scene is in Pedro?
Shoot, that's a tough one. I guess we're just underground. That's why we wanted to put that our sound together. I mean, that's why we called it that, because they won't let us play, you know, our bands play, you know, town gigs, you know, like Music in the Park and stuff like that.
Over here in Furman.
Yeah.
These things in the summer.
Yeah. So we just got to keep doing things for ourselves, you know? So.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a great scene here. It's just no one in Pedro really knows about it except for
the people doing it.
Yeah.
Now, you were part of that thing in the 90s on 4th Street, right?
Yeah.
You were living there, right?
Yeah, I lived there for like 12 years.
People, there was a thing. When was it? 93?
Probably like, yeah, around 93,
right?
94. When
and 4th Street and Gaffey, well, just east of Gaffey on 4th Street, was this thing called Porchcore where these guys were doing gigs in the house. Turned into a couple houses, right?
Well, three altogether.
Yeah, it was three of them.
I think Hal Bedell moved in first, and then Todd.
He started off, and then Todd came from Torrance.
Yeah.
Todd Kahn, she's got the label Recess Records. Over 100 releases now, it's amazing.
Wow.
But they started this whole scene, and then, when did you get in there, Danny?
98, 99, somewhere
around. So a few years later.
Yeah.
And you were like one of the last...
standing, yeah.
Last man standing. Now, this is where I found Raul.
Yeah.
Vinny Vegas took me there. And it was like the early 2000s. And I wasn't even aware this thing had been going for 6 or 7 years. I knew about some bands. Like Vince, the Longshoreman, LaFarga?
Oh, yeah.
What was it called? Second to Last?
Yeah.
You know, I knew about these bands like that. I didn't know how they were connected. There were some Pedro bands. Patrick had that band. Frijoles Negros?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hardball? Knuckleball? Something like that. Fastball? What was it?
Hardball.
Hardball. And, but, you know, I didn't really know about this Porchcore scene. And actually, those guys were kind of Pedro. These other people were people moving into town. And I found it quite interesting. And, yeah, I wanted to play with... Raul was playing with a trash can.
Yeah,
bag sack
over there. Yeah.
Called the Leeches, yeah. Standing up playing. And I asked him to take the sack off. And see, he would play with.
Yeah, I just remember that gig up there by your prac pad in the bunker spot there.
That's right.
That was the first time I think I met Raul.
Yeah. Well, I met him at these pads, what we're talking about. And I don't know what happened, but things kind of fell apart. People had to move. Danny hung on. But then something happened at this pad on Gaffey, Pacific and 13th. And there were some gigs there. In fact, I got to play with Ray Barbie and Chuck Treese for a TV thing.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, they wanted to do it in Hollywood, some club, and Ray said, no, I like this idea of them playing in the pads.
I think it was for like Fuel TV, maybe, right?
Yeah. And Gabby got to play too, you know.
Oh, yeah, Gabby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you played the 4th Street house, though, Punkin' In.
Yeah, I know.
I did. For holiday party.
Ikoson, you were there.
Yeah. I had to walk you to the bathroom with your punkin' on.
Yeah, it's hard to see. Yeah. I've done that a few times. This time, this Halloween, it was in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Tom Watson found me a mouse head.
I saw that.
Yeah, it looked pretty good, man. Couldn't see shit. I didn't, you know, did the whole gig. At first I was clamming, but then my fingers found it, but I couldn't see, you know, one note. But it was it was kind of eerie. It was rubber. It fed over your whole head. It was a big mouse head.
Was he kicking?
Yeah, picture.
Yeah, it was a weird sound inside it. And
not as slimy as a pumpkin, though, huh?
Not as slimy, not as good tasting. Kind of rubbery. Craig Ibarra, Water Under the Bridge Records, he's putting out a new compilation, right?
Yeah.
So some of these bands that are going to be playing, it's going to be Saturday, December 8th, at the lot, you know,
Rusty Dinosaur Lot.
Rusty, yeah. It's by, if you go to Sacred Grounds Coffee House on 6th Street, it's on the other side of the street, almost direct opposite. It's the only place where a building's missing and there's grass.
Beer garden. There's going to be a beer garden.
There's going to be a beer garden.
Bruco.
Oh, the Bruco people?
Yeah.
6th Street.
Yeah, then the other place, the Annex, wants to check you out, too. We'll go check them out next week.
We're going to play there. That's right.
They got a new
But the man says there's a place, not the Warner, but this other little pad. The Scat wants to start doing gigs, so we'll check
it out. They just did a new layout in there, new sound system.
Yeah, I went in there. I went in there for some gig.
Yeah?
I think it's cooler probably the way it's laid out now versus before.
I'll tell you, you know, maybe it's good that the thing has stayed underground so long because it didn't get immersion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diluted, you know? So we just keep trying to angle it. I want to thank you, Jacob, Wyatt, so much for coming aboard.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Keep playing, all
generation.
Right? Play tough. Brother Matt, great to be back with you.
My pleasure. Welcome back.
Sorry you didn't get to talk a lot, but you got to see the green flash.
Yeah. Marky Akelson's here, too.
Yeah. I'm a Wyatt Akelson. Okay, it's been November 27, 2012, edition of Watch for Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.